But yeah, for now, we're moving on and we are starting off with our guest tonight. His name is Cuba, my guy.
What up?
You good?
Okay, my brother. How are you?
I know, chilled, man. It's actually, I mean, you may not know this, but it's been a long time coming for this show to actually host you, because we've been like messing with your music for a while now. Like,
are you for real?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, even the album I think you released under Soul Heaven, uh-huh, or with Soul Heaven.
Yeah.
You know, when it came out, we were playing the music from that album, but still, for some reason, we couldn't get a hold of you. You know.
Maybe I should blame some people for not putting in contact details on the album.
Exactly, maybe. You know, or maybe sometimes it's the whole issue of some producers just seem like a bit far away from or to reach.
I'm always around, bro. Like, I'm just a shout away. Like, yo, Cuba, I'll be right there, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My guy, it's your first time here, and thank you for making time to come visit us here on House of Rhythm.
Yes, let's
just talk quickly. I know I got some information on you regarding how you started and all of that. And, you know, it's quite interesting how you actually started off as I would say, I don't know if I should say a hip-hop producer or should I say just you were inspired by hip-hop.
I was a hip-hop producer.
Yeah.
100% correct.
At what age was this?
The tender age of 15, actually, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
This was around 2005.
Yeah.
2004, 2005. I was a beatboxer before. Don't ask me to beatboxing.
Nah, it's all right. I won't do that to you. But if the listeners say so, I don't know. I'll just check them on Twitter and Facebook. If they say you must beatbox to a house beat, then hey, I can't stop our listeners.
From there on, got my first PC and then introduced myself to the music making software,
mm-hmm,
of which by name Fruity Loops.
My
FL Studio, it was Fruity Loops back then.
Yeah.
Started making hip-hop beats. And then around 2006, that's when a friend of mine, Kolani, got me into house music. And then I never went back from there. Mm. I still do hip-hop,
mm-hmm,
hip-hop cats. If you guys are listening, I got beats galore.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they should holla.
You should holla, brada.
But then what got you stuck on house music? I know you also went to the Soul Candy Institute of Music.
Yeah.
Is that where you got stuck with house music, or was it before that?
It was before. Actually, 2006, when Nicolani introduced me to house music, it wasn't like intentional. Okay, guy, listen to this. You're going to love this. No, it was more of like... He's one of the most known DJs in our Kasi,
mm-hmm.
So he used to come to my house to record demos and stuff.
Mm.
So now, every time he comes, he goes around, buys records, and then comes to my place, records demos, and then he would leave his records and all the DJ equipment behind, and then I'll just sit around and fiddle and listen to whatever this thing is,
mm-hmm,
which was house then.
Mm.
And then one day he came back from Joburg with the record Yaga, Kerry Chandler featuring Monique Bingham, In the Morning.
Yeah.
He played that tune, bro. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Is this house music?
Yeah.
And then track two, I was like, yo, dude, I'm going into this. You know what? And then from there on, whenever he left, I would sit down with his records again and listen. I'll be like, yo, dude, this guy has a good ear.
Mm.
So I fell in love with house music then. But I was just listening to house. I wasn't producing house.
Yeah.
Now, the producing part, it's another long story. I don't know if you want me to share it.
Well, you have to. I mean, we're a house music show, so you have to touch on that.
Well, okay, how that came about was Kolani discovered that I make music. And then he was like, yo, dude, listen to this. All right? He plays me a house tune. I listen to it. It's like, yeah, I like this, but I want my own version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me recreate this?
Mm.
So he couldn't use the software. So I was more like the hands, he was the brain.
Oh, okay.
So I want to sound like ding, ding, whatever.
Then yes.
Put everything together. That's a house beat. He goes around, plays it in the weekend. He comes back. Yeah, Duana, I love what we does here, but let's put this instead of that.
Mm.
So indirectly, he was training me or teaching me how to make music.
Because
at the end of the day, I was like, I was sitting alone. I was like, you know, let me just try making house beat. Like, I can still remember my first house beat titled House Beat.
Wow, talk about not being creative. And
hey, man. All producers know this. We suffer when it comes to naming our songs. You know? So, yeah, started making house music from there on, and then introduced myself into, like, other music making programs such as Reason.
Mm.
I kind of divorced Fruity Loops.
Mm.
Then went on to full-time Reason.
Yeah.
Then I made my first hit song, Wazipepe.
Yeah.
Which was on DJ Zinte's album.
Yes, yes.
And then 2010, reintroduced myself back to Fruity Loops.
Mm.
And funny enough, I kept on making music from Fruity Loops ever since, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then you just never stopped?
Never stopped, never looked back.
Till today?
Till today, yeah.
And here you are today as a summer nominated.
Yeah, as a summer nominated producer, bro. Wow,
with an album that is so gold. In 2 weeks. Halal.
Fruity Loops.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Listen. You've said enough for now.
Yes.
And we're gonna jam some music. We're gonna play like a song or two and then come back. This is, by the way, the music from the album that has been nominated. Name of the album is The Brand New Me.
Yes, sir.
Out under the Soul Candy Sessions 2015. It's Disc 2, mixed by Cuba. So yeah, this is his music, produced by him, and we have him in studio. If you want to hit him up, you can hit us up on Twitter at VowFM, at House of Rhythm SA, at I'm DJ Soso. Let's talk, man. Let's chat. He is in studio if you have questions or comments. For now, let's jam some Cuba music right here on VowFM.
Of Rhythm. Every Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. with DJ Soso and Deep Ancestral. Turn up the volume. It's another blazing jam on 88.1. Vow FM. We'll be right back.
This one is one of the songs under the brand new me, which is Cuba's album. You can find it as a disc 2 under the Soul Candy Sessions 2015. As I said again, in case you missed it, it sold gold in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, in this day and age when people are still crying about music not selling, make good quality music, then you will see people going to the stores and buying your music. Cuba.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the songs that just plays in terms of titles.
Okay, the first song that you played was a song by Empire of the Sun. I don't know if you remember the duo, the band
Empire of the Sun.
The track is called We Are the People,
mm-hmm.
an official Cuba remix for 2013.
Yeah.
And the song that's playing on the background is Freedom Elements, featuring the lovely lady that I have here
in studio.
Thank you.
Miss Charlene Lai.
Yeah.
And it's titled Joy of Africa, brackets, Real Love.
Yeah, man. This song is beautiful, Charlene, by the way.
Thank you.
A stellar job as a vocalist on this song.
Thank you very much.
And you were saying just off air how when you heard the beat done by Freedom Elements, you were thinking, okay, but what do I have to do on this song? This song is complete.
Yeah. Actually,
then how did you end up getting yourself into recording it and writing it?
I think after having the song for so long, I had it for about, 3 weeks?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I know they were waiting on me with the song. And I said to myself, I cannot return the song without having done something incredible to it, because already the beat it's insane.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, vocals has to be on that same point.
Yeah.
And I sat myself down and I said, this is what we're about to do. And we're going to make the song a hit, as it is.
Yes.
So, I sat down and I wrote the song, and I wasn't really confident about it. I went to the guys, I sang it for them, and they liked it. And that's how it actually came about. So.
And then did you conceptualize it by yourself at your home, or you sort of wrote it down and then went to sing it in front of them? How did you go about it? Did you have the melody in your head?
What I usually do is when I write, I put a melody to my lyrics.
Okay.
And sometimes, just so that I don't forget, I make voice notes.
Okay.
So that's how I kind of remember it. But that day, I was actually at work, and I completed the song, and I put a melody to it, and I said to myself, it's got to be it.
Mm.
It has to be it. So, yeah.
And here it is.
It's
big on stations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, was this your first official work, or you've worked on other tracks before?
I've done quite a lot before. Yeah.
Yeah,
we've worked together on his previous album. So
But this one, would you say, is the biggest?
Of most of what I've done,
yeah.
I think, yeah.
Okay. And now Cuba, you know that she's gonna charge you more when you do another song together.
Yeah.
Charlene.
Are you gonna be like, oh, but you know where we started, Charlene?
Yeah, I'm one of those niggas. I'm one of those guys.
Yeah,
Charlene, come on, bro. Like, come from way back, man.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Hey,
but now, man, it's a case of he owes me. You see?
Yeah. I owe her.
Yeah.
Like, I owe her.
But didn't you link her up with Freedom Elements?
Well,
and you put her on, because now a song that she recorded is on an album that sold gold.
Ah, true.
That got nominated for Summers.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go with her to the Summers? The Summers are next week Sunday, by the way.
You better take me.
No pressure.
Ah, dude.
Those eyes.
I know, Charlene, you know I'm with you.
Okay. In spirit, either way.
let's talk the Summers, guy.
Yes, sir.
When you got the news that you've been nominated, what went through your head? This is your first nominated album, correct? Or you've been nominated before?
I've been nominated for the Summers.
Yeah,
for the first time.
Yeah.
And beginning of the year, I was nominated for... We were nominated for the Metro FM Award as well.
Okay.
But for being me solo at the Summers, it's actually the very first time. And to be quite honest, I couldn't believe, because I'm in studio doing my thing, and then I get a tweet all of a sudden from the Summers. best hashtag, best dance album. Baqala ngam Cube at the brand new. I'm like, no.
Kanti, how does it work? Don't you guys get the media thingy?
That's the thing.
The press release before.
We usually get. Excuse me.
Sorry,
we usually get like invites, like with the metros. We got invites. We went there. It was a nomination party, whatnot. Now with the summers, I don't know what happened. I think our PR person did not let us know something because I was at work.
Because I'm sure they knew, Vel.
They knew. Mm. I think they went, but I mean, I didn't know anything because I was just chilling, working my music and whatnot. Here's a tweet from the summer. I was like, nah, it can't be it. No, it can't be it. Mm. And then I checked. It's the official summer Twitter page, and I am nominated. I checked my Instagram.
Your picture is there. Your face is there.
I'm like, oh, what? Okay. But still, man, it came as a surprise. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. But you knew it was coming, or maybe even if you didn't know, but it was coming. I mean, compared to your talent, it was coming.
Yeah. That I knew. That I felt. You know what?
It has to happen.
One day.
And isn't it good that Soul Candy as a label, they didn't want to like sort of take the shine, because you know, if the guys at Soul Candy were other people, they could have just said, guys, the Soul Candy Sessions has been nominated
for the summers.
Instead of, you know, excluding you and say this too, which is the brand new me mixed by Cuba, has been nominated. They could have done that.
Knowing SC, they're my family. They wouldn't have done such.
Yeah.
If they decided to,
what if you take it? Have you thought about that? It's one thing to be nominated, and then to win it, dude, it's something else.
Something else, bro. Like, this could change my life forever.
Yeah.
Like being nominated, like so far I'm getting calls like crazy, I'm getting bookings like crazy. Everything's just woo.
Yeah.
Cause my eyes are what jack would must come totally magical. Yeah, because I'm taller. So I'm thinking.
Because you'll be very expensive after this.
Yeah.
If you win it, if you win it, you'll be cashing in proper.
Yeah. Already my manager's like, yeah, you're nominated now.
Yeah.
The prices are up.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants you, it's certain of money. Like, yo, dude, come on, bruh. At least
from 0 to 100. Yeah, real quick,
bruh. Like, no. Yeah, they must know now. They must know.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, sharp. That means if I do win it, or when I win it, gonna be
and also the title on the flyers changes. I mean
yeah,
you know, I've seen some of the flyers where you've been booked. Yeah. I haven't seen guys like taking advantage of the fact that you are summer nominated producer, because they have to say the summer nominee Cuba. But now after you win the summer, I talk like that. I'm that type of optimist person. After you win the summer, you'll be a South African Music Award winner. Cuba.
Yeah,
as the headline
on all flyers. Yeah.
You must actually, your manager must send out that request to everyone that, guys, by the way, on the flyer you have to put us like this, or else we're not coming.
Already he did, actually. You know what? Already he did. Like all the gigs that we're gonna perform like this coming weekend.
Yeah,
like the flyers there, Cuba, Soul Candy, summer nominee.
Yeah.
Metro FM.
Yeah.
Whatever nominee.
Yeah.
Everywhere, bro. I'm like, yo. Dude, okay. So much pressure. It's pressure on me, babe. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cuba, let's go into the music again.
Yes,
as I said, for those of you who just tuned in right now, we are going through the music that forms part of his album, The Brand New Me. You can find it under the Soul Candy Sessions 2015 as Disc 2 mixed by Cuba. You are listening to VFM. You are listening to House of Rhythm. My name is DJ Soul. So enjoy some beautiful music.
Vow FM's Winter Collection campaign is back, and we need your help to give all those who will be in need of a warmer jacket to keep off the cold nights and days of winter. Be part of the change and give scarves, beanies, socks, or blankets to help keep classmates warm.
Every Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. with DJ So-So and Deep Ancestral.
By donating warm clothes and blankets for Winter Collection. Look out for drop-off boxes in and around the Vist campus, and let's all be warm this winter.
Have him in studio. His name is Cuba. You've been listening to his music coming out of his album, which just came out late last year.
Yeah, December time.
Yeah, December time under Soul Candy Sessions 2015. Disc 2, the brand new me. His name is Cuba. He is live right here on VOW FM, 88.1 FM. You can also catch us on www.vowfm.co.za. My guy.
Yes, sir.
When you look at the summer nomination list, I'm talking about the people you nominated against. And under the best dance album.
Yeah.
Do you honestly, like, just be honest with us and the listener at home. Do you look at that list and be like, okay, it's competitive. I think I have a chance against this person based on maybe, let's say, when you compare their singles against your singles. Who would you say is the biggest competition to you, honestly speaking? I'll also comment on that.
It has to be my brothers. Bongani Nthabo. Black Motion.
Yeah.
Because, hey, man, as a producer and as a listener,
yeah,
they've been packing heat from last year. So, respect to the guys, I'm a cheetah. They've done a good job on the album.
Mm.
They really, really, really worked.
I'm Sabubus.
No, Wusi, with Wusi, I also have a hand in her album.
Oh.
Also in Dakapo's album.
Oh.
And who else is on?
Oh, Dakapo's album was, I think it was a beautiful album, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else was on there?
It's Boosie, you.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just called out everyone besides yourself. It's just the four nominees. That's all.
Oh, and Clock.
Oh, no.
DJ Clock.
No.
Isn't DJ
Clock?
It's
four of you. It's four of you. It's you, Boosie, Dakapo, and Black Motion.
And DJ
Clock. Not five. No?
Seras.
Nah. I wouldn't. Nah. No, he's not there.
No, hold up.
Maybe he's somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
Clock can't be there. Is he there?
I swear he is, man. Like.
No.
Seras, like,
isn't it four nominees?
It should be.
It's four.
I think it's five, bruh. Wait.
Let's check.
Let's check quick. Where are you?
So now when you look at Clock, then yeah. What comes to mind? And do you also feel threatened somehow?
Well, with the Grootman, you know, his song Pluto.
Yeah.
Pluto was an amazing song, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes it difficult is that our category is not open for the public.
Oh yeah, it's five nominees.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's five nominees and
Yeah,
he is there.
Yeah.
No, it's four. Yes.
No. Cuba.
Yes.
Dakapo, Boosie, Black Motion.
Dakapo. Oh, the thing is they have Clock on the same, because I'm at the website. I'm on the summer website.
Uh-huh.
And they have Clock along with Dakapo on the same lane.
Oh,
like,
yes.
If you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's 1, 2, 3, four nominees. It looks like it's four nominees.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I really hope you take it, man. Especially with the track that's playing in the background, Utashikota.
Hey,
what does it mean, by the way?
Utashikota means... you can, or you can do it.
Yeah.
In Tsonga.
Oh, okay.
In Tsonga.
Okay.
And Kensi as well, she's Tsonga.
Mm.
And we kind of like got an opportunity to work on a song together. I gave her this beat. This beat was actually Martin. Ish. No, never mind. But anyway.
Okay.
She listened to it.
Yeah.
She had it for like weeks, like Charlene as well.
Mm.
And then when she came back, she's like, hey man, dude, I don't know what to do to this song. The song is all like already done.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it. But let's just sit down and work on some concepts. And then in studio, we spent countless hours.
Mm.
And then she came up with the chorus and I was like, yeah.
That.
I want that thing.
And you know, once the chorus is done, the verse is like, you just have to find something to fill up the verses. Bro. But once the chorus is done.
Once the chorus is done,
yeah.
It's done, bruh. So
yeah.
We hooked up the chorus and then she started writing on top of the concept that she came with on the chorus.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy, we've reached the end of the interview and it's been really, really good. And I wish you all the best.
Thank
at the
you.
Summers next week.
Thank you, my brother.
Unfortunately, they'll be playing while the show is on, but for the first hour. So I'll catch the awards from 9 going forward.
No,
I think the best dance shoot it's up there later after 9.
I hope so too.
Yeah. So I wish you all the best. The Summers is like, I don't know, the holy mecca of SA music.
Hey man.
You know, if you get that award, you know, come back. We're gonna do those parties.
Yay,
those summer winner.
Don't worry. So you're on my list. You're on my VVIP list. So you can get Cuba at any rate.
That's what they said before.
Ah.
Yeah? Come back from the summer. Mina, was I drinking? Was I drunk? My guy, in terms of bookings, where can people find you?
People can call my manager, Amos,
mm-hmm.
at 073
yeah.
459-5352. Mm. That's 073-459-5352. You can also email Amos. It's Amos, AMOS, the number 3 and the letter C at gmail.com. So
yeah.
That's Amos3C at gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can also follow me on Twitter at Cuba. That's C U E B-U-R. A lot of people tend to get the spelling wrong.
Yeah.
At the end, it's actually B-U-R, not B-E-R or B-A-R.
Yeah.
It's C-U-E-B-U-R.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram if you want to check out my lifestyle. Anyway.
But yeah.
Like my page on Facebook, Cuba. And yeah, Miss Lai, do you have anything to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlene.
Well.
In closing, where how can for people who wanna make a song with you, or how can they catch you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Charlene Lai. It's difficult because it's a whole lot of Charlene Lies, but you'll see the pictures up.
Lai, how do we spell Lai?
L-A-I.
Oh, L-A-I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chinese.
Yeah. And my Instagram handle is my name, Charlene Lai, all lowercase, underscore at the end.
Okay.
And on Twitter, I'm Charlene Cici. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
C-I-C-I.
C-I-C-I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, if you want to speak to her. Only based on music, guys. We don't want funny business. But yeah, this is the big single by Cuba. I'm going to play it for you. And thank you again, Cuba.
Thank you very much, man.
The show goes on. We still have Team White's mix coming up right after here. For now, enjoy some beautiful music. This is Cuba featuring Kenzie with Das Record.
We go, ah, eh, jina, eh, Belshebo.